This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president is preparing to visit Washington this week in what would be his first known trip outside the country since Russia's invasion started in February. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Zelensky's highly sensitive trip, which they say could still be called off due to security concerns. The visit said to include an address to Congress Wednesday and a meeting with President Biden. Zelensky said in his nightly address, it's a key week for Ukraine to secure what it needs for the long winter fight. His visit comes as Congress is set to vote on a spending bill that includes about $45 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine, the biggest American infusion yet. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Australia's foreign minister is in China for talks seeking to mend a long break in high-level ties that have prompted trade sanctions and political frictions. On arriving in Beijing, Penny Wong thanked China for the invitation, which comes on the anniversary of 50 years of official diplomatic relations between the nations. Wong said she and looked forward to discussing important issues with the foreign minister. And Wong's visit is the first by an Australian foreign minister to China in 4 years. A large swath of the U.S. braced for dangerous mix of sub-zero temperatures, howling winds, and blizzard conditions already hammering the Northwest and expected to disrupt plans for millions of holiday travelers. Bitter cold and heavy snow are forecast to hit the plains and upper Midwest. Some places in the northern U.S. could see wind chills approaching 70 degrees below zero. This is VOA News. Tensions remain high at the U.S.-Mexico border amid uncertainty over the future of restrictions on asylum seekers. The Biden administration on Tuesday asked the Supreme Court not to lift the limits before Christmas. The U.S. government made its plea in a filing a day after Chief Justice John Roberts issued a temporary order to keep the pandemic-era limits on migrants in place. The restrictions had been slated to expire Wednesday. One El Paso resident who's been bringing food and blankets to migrants on the streets, Miguel Castorena, says that they're trying to help, but there are just so many.
It's just a hard thing, you know. It's hard to see them out here. You know, they tell us to keep our pets inside, but, you know, you got humans out here sleeping outside in like 28 degree weather, so it kind of breaks our heart. It's overwhelming. My wife sometimes cries because she's overwhelmed with like so many people that are here.
The federal government acknowledged that ending the restrictions will likely lead to disruption and temporary increases in unlawful border crossings, but the government asked the court to reject efforts by a group of conservative-leaning states to maintain a measure that allows officials to expel many but not all asylum seekers. Mexico plans to ask the U.S. for billions to fund solar projects. AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting.
Mexico's foreign relations secretary says Mexico plans to ask President Joe Biden for as much as $48 billion in financing for solar projects. Mexico hopes to build solar energy parks in the northern border state of Sonora. It hopes to receive some of the funding from NADBANK, the North American Development Bank, which funds green development projects. But the U.S. and Canada accuse President Andres Manuel López Obrador of trying to favor Mexico's state-owned utility over plants built by foreign and private investors, something that is forbidden under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Pact. I'm Norman Hall.
A powerful earthquake that rocked a rural stretch of Northern California coast has cut off power to nearly 60,000 homes and businesses and damaged roads and homes. 12 injuries have been reported thus far from the magnitude 6.4 earthquake that hit early Tuesday near Ferndale. A report issued by the democratically controlled House Ways and Means Committee finds that required IRS audits of Donald Trump were delayed. Committee members voted along party lines Tuesday to also release tax filings of the former president, who broke political norms by refusing to release the information on his own. The full level of detail that will be revealed is uncertain, but lawmakers say they expect to release 6 years of tax returns for Trump and eight affiliated companies. Some sensitive personal data information will be redacted. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.